at Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
Flagship Broadcasting Network. Standing by in Hopkins, Brian.
How are you doing tonight?
Well, I have a mental illness, Brian.
Well, I listened to your program with great interest, and I think that the caller may have aggravated Kelly a little bit unnecessarily.
Oh, no.
And I think she maybe took it as a knee-jerk reaction a little.
Yeah, you know women.
Well, I think the thing that he was missing, the author, I am engaged to a Ukrainian woman, by the way.
Hey, attaboy, how'd you pull that off?
Well, I'll tell you, I spent 3 months, I traveled on two different occasions, I spent about six weeks each time, and I traveled a little bit in Russia and mostly in the Ukraine, and I'm telling you, it's incredible over there. You'll have an entirely different opinion of life if you can go over there, and I really urge any single guy.
I've been over there.
You have?
Yeah.
And how long were you there?
Oh, a couple of weeks.
What cities did you visit?
Kiev, Yalta, Leningrad, and Moscow.
Okay. Did you really like Kiev, as the natives call it?
Yeah. I liked it just fine. What I particularly liked is, the women. I don't know if you know, but women's lib hasn't exactly hit in that country yet.
Well, you know, yes and no. If you go to the larger metropolitan areas, you know, you are, and I know what you were alluding to a lot with your calls, and that was that the women were clamoring and desperate to get out of the country.
Well, not desperate to get out of the country. If the American guy and his dough would stay there, that'd be fine, too. But if they got to get over here to get at the guy with the dough, well, then that's going to be the sacrifice they have to make.
Well, what I wanted to get across is that that's really, it's the case with some women over there. Certainly there's some real gold diggers, but is that to say there aren't any gold diggers here?
Well, I think all of them are gold diggers here.
Well, no, but what I wanted to get at is I actually wanted to call to defend American women, because there's really not anything particularly wrong with American women. I mean, believe it or not, my mother's an American woman, haha.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Of course, you weren't able to find one for yourself.
Well, let me just put it this way. When I was over there, I've dated a lot of women here that are very attractive, but guys here have a mistaken impression of women. They think that a lot of the women they date are kind of psycho cases, whatever, but that's not the truth.
You're not?
You're going to find a lot of really nice, in fact, the best, most beautiful women are probably right here. The unfortunate
If you can
part,
put up with the psycho factor.
Well, no, the unfortunate part about it is there's just not enough of them. And what happens is they get
260-some million people, there got to be a handful of women out there available.
Well, the problem is the great women get taken right away here at an early age, and therefore the remaining pool of women, you get a disproportionate amount of them that have a reason why they're still single.
Uh-huh. How old were you how old are you now?
I'm 41.
Well, what the hell took you?
In reference to what?
Well, you didn't get married for a good 20 years there either.
Well, I've never been married, and I don't have any children.
Yeah, well, maybe there's something wrong with you.
Well,
you were mentioning there's something wrong with the women when they don't get married.
Well, what I'm trying to say is there's nothing
wrong
with... I don't
know what you're trying to say, buddy, but I think you better think about it long and hard before you ever call this program again! Oh, sorry. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. Back after the news.
From ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell.